Hello, and welcome to The Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Hardwick, and this is episode 451, and we're playing Red Blades, and it's session 4. We will introduce the players. Who have we got blooded?
Hello, I am Bloodied, and I am playing 17th Brother. He is a very angry, tiny little Ewok.
And the Mordrigan?
I'm Mordrigan. I'm playing, I believe, the 19th brother. I've hidden my character sheet, so I can't be certain. But I'm a very, very, very not pacifistic Kamasi.
Okay. And Loka?
I'm Loka Centaurus, and I am playing 12th brother, who is pragmatic survivor of assassin. And Amira Loka, okay. Who has no eyes.
Got to love a man with no eyes. Anywho, so. What happened last time?
Well, we'd captured some people. And despite the stormtroopers trying to get us all killed by leaving ammo in the gun, we took them back for interrogation with the sister, whose number I cannot remember. So she started her work. She started her work and... She was also being dodgy on the side because she's dodgy, yo. But at the same time, we don't know that. So we don't know that she's dodgy. But yeah, she's totally dodgy. So she was both interrogating them and telling them that she was there to help because we found something very interesting in their equipment, which was a kyber crystal. A kyber crystal that seems to have been in somebody's lightsaber at one point, but she hasn't told us that, so we don't know it yet. Unfortunately, what this means is she took an Ewok in a box into a room without its... I've just found my character. She interrogated them while having at least one of them growled at by...
in a box.
In a box. Which was... quite effective, so that went quite well. He was like, "Oh, they're trying to take me farm. They're trying to take me farm. They're trying to take me farm." And the guy who had the kyber crystal on him was like, "I found it on the farm. I found it on the farm. They're trying to take the farm." So basically, towards the end of that, me and the assassin with no eyes character have decided to go. Maybe we should go look at the farm. Although the probe droid that the eyeless assassin sent down the road has noticed a couple of people on speeder bikes. So it may be that we'll go and have a look at the farm and get, you know, mugged. Currently, the sister is busy interrogating people and the Ewok is repeatedly force choking, but not quite enough to kill him. The guy who was menacing. I think that's everything.
Sounds about right to me.
I edited this episode earlier today, so yeah, that's right.
So, 12th and 17th brother, you're heading off out again?
12th brother? I'm 19th.
Who? I'm 12th.
You're 12th. Yeah, it's 12th and 19th. 17th is the one in the box.
Oh, sorry, right.
Not 19th. Anymore.
I mean, do you think we should get Ewok in a box?
I mean... He seems to be having so much fun, but it would be good to have him along.
Let's invite him. I'm going to go over to the... I assume we've got intercoms into the cells?
Yes.
In which case, I'll go to the nearest intercom, which obviously is to the cell where he's force-choking the dude, and just go, "Would you care to come with us on a little trip?"
Very well. I let the guy go and return into the box, pulling the door shut behind me.
I will enter, pick up the box and leave.
I will make sure the door's locked after him and round and go, "Do be a good boy now," before shutting the door and locking it.
Okay. Are you taking speeder bikes again, or
well,
want to try?
How far away is the... Excuse me. How far away is the farm?
So you've basically got to go back through like the settlement and then out on the road. So it's about I don't know, 5 kilometers or so.
Probably speedabouts, then, I reckon. Unless we want to take like an ATST or something. 3 Inquisitors in an ATST might be overkill.
Did the probe droid on its way there find or detect any like traps, like vehicle trip lines that they avoided, etc., etc.?
It hasn't reported anything. Do you want to make a roll? It will probably be...
This is fake dice, right?
Yes. I don't know. Let's go for a clever roll.
Clever. 2. So dice, they say... Oh, geez. I'm going to re-roll that. That's a -4 off the bat. -4 into a +3, so a total of 5.
Okay. So when you review the footage, you don't see anything at all that you think would be trap-related. The only thing you do see is a what you think is a dust storm, which is heading towards the town.
A dust storm.
Towards the town, does it look like the farm is going to be engulfed by it?
It will be heading, well, it looks like it's heading from like from the desert part, so it will come through where the farm is on the road into the town.
How much time does it look like it's going to take?
You're not sure from the angle of your probe. It's difficult to judge the speed of it, but you've probably got maybe an hour.
I have a question. Okay. It's definitely an actual real dust storm. It's not dust being kicked by a horde of speeder bikes or anything.
You can't see anything. It just looks like a storm.
Okay, cool.
Okay, an hour away, you said it was about 5 kilometers away on sci-fi speeder bikes. How long does that give us at the location before we have to come back? Half an hour?
About that, yeah. While you're looking at this, your comm starts to ping.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, all of your comms start to ping.
Right. Well, and, I'll answer, certainly.
Do these things caller ID?
Not.
Have to answer.
So if you're answering 19th brother,
uh-huh. Yes.
You hear the Grand Inquisitor on the other end. I'm looking for an update, 19th brother.
We have some interesting leads. I would like to say rebel, but I'm not certain they are that far up the tree. Was found with a pistol lying in wait. And when he was apprehended, it turns out he had a kyber crystal in his possession. He claims to have gained it from his farm. So we're going to go to his farm and have a look.
Okay, I'm looking for this to be tidied up fairly quickly. So once you've checked the farm, you could report back.
Yes, of course. We will let you know exactly what we find.
He then closes the channel.
He wants us to tell him what we've done when we come back.
Best guess from that footage, we will have about half an hour at the other end, so I suggest we make a move.
High speed, I think.
Indeed.
So I'm going to get on my speeder bike and literally go at the maximum possible speed towards the farm and just rely on the others to follow and keep up.
Okay, do you want to make roll on your speeder bike?
I assume this would be a quick roll, yeah?
Yes.
I'll try. As we well know, fate dice tend to hate me. They continue to hate me. I get 2, and that's what my stat is.
I see.
Are we all making this roll?
Yes, please.
Am I actually driving a speeder bike, or am I just being carried by someone in the box on their speeder bike?
I mean,
I can't remember what we did last time.
Are you?
You had your own.
I think you did have your own.
Okay, so yeah, I'll be making this roll then. Okay.
Quick, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Total of 3.
Okay.
Quick is that? 2. Total of 2.
It's a popular number.
Okay, well, you'll make fairly good speed. You know where you're going this time. So there aren't any problems with that. Are you all just heading down the road to the farm?
I mean, it would be nice to be surreptitious, but honestly, I don't think we have the time. I mean, what do you guys think?
We really are pressed for time. If that is a serious dust storm and we've only got half an hour at the other end to poke around, yeah.
Okay, in which case, yeah, we're pretty much just going straight down the bloody road.
Okay.
Besides, we have to get back in time to hear what our dear sister is finding out.
That is true. Okay, so you head off down the road. You can see the storm in the distance as you kind of come to the Imperial base and head through the town.
Sorry, say that last bit again.
Everyone in the town is kind of collecting all their stuff from outside and kind of taking down tents and things like that.
Getting undercover.
Getting inside, basically, yeah.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't blame them.
So as you're heading along the road, there's just this massive kind of dust ball storm in front of you. You can't really see much else. There are a couple of clumps of trees every now and then. And then you go past where you had your other encounter, and there are some, like, wrecked speeder bikes that you just left. And you carry on down the road. You can see kind of to the left of the road, there's like a little walled off section and a few buildings.
I'd be a bit wary going past them in case of ambushes, unless that's the farm.
So if you're looking at the feed from 12 Brothers probe, you would recognize that as where it's been kind of searching round. So you're assuming that is the farm that you're heading to.
Thanks. In which case, I would suggest us all stopping short so that we can approach on foot and not speed bikes. So I'd be trying to get us to stop maybe 500 meters away.
Sure. We should be able to cover that kind of distance relatively quickly.
Mm-hmm. Didn't your probe droid see people lying in wait here?
My notes appear to have been corrupted, so I don't know.
Yes, yes, it did. Or at least it saw some people on speed bikes with guns, I believe. Wasn't that right, Hardwick?
They did appear to be heading towards the farm, yes.
Can I remember which building they went into?
So it's like a farmyard. So the buildings are round the edge. So you'd have just seen them like go into the yard in the middle.
Okay. According to the footage, they went into the centre court.
Maybe we go in there first then and deal with them.
With so little time, I wonder if we will be able to preserve them.
Do we feel that we need to?
These may have more information than our 3 reprobates. In any case.
Everyone want to make a forceful roll?
A forceful roll, you say?
Forceful.
I mean, yes, I would. This is my best stat, so let's see what I actually get. I get 4.
I get a 1.
Forceful. 2.
Hey, 19th brother then. You want to get this over quickly. And so the dark side anger is building up in you. So, you know, you just want to go and get it done.
I think we should just smash through the wall and kill whoever's inside. And in fact, that's what I'm going to do now. And I head off towards the building that they told me.
Okay.
I'm a force rager. I'm not going to do any thinking.
Okay, 12th brother, are you following or?
I'm going to follow and ignite my saber.
I will also do that.
Okay.
Someone's about to have a very bad day.
So as you run towards the building, the side that you're coming up to, there's like two windows. There isn't a door in this side.
Yes, but you know what I've got? I've got this lightsaber.
I was going to say, depending on the material it's made of, it will be soon.
It's kind of like a rough stone wall kind of building, so you don't think it's particularly sturdy.
Well, I mean, stone is going to take a long time to cut through, though. So I think I'll just go blade first through a window. I mean, I might as well.
Okay.
I'm just going to... I'm literally just going to keep accelerating and then just lightsaber forward, Superman it straight through the window.
Right.
Okay. The joys of being a force rager. Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like dry stone or are we talking mortared?
As you get closer, it's partly mortared, but not particularly well. You'd probably say it's some kind of, it's more like a barn structure maybe.
Right. I'm basically trying to assess whether or not I can Kool-Aid man it, through the side with force push. I'm not entirely sure how powerful I am, so...
I mean, you can try and move the stones if you want.
Yeah, all right.
It will be a difficult forceful roll.
Force. Difficult makes it what? Difficulty...
Go difficulty 2.
I get and 4.
Pretty good.
Okay, and where are you aiming for on this side of the building? Anywhere specific?
I was going to go halfway between the windows because if anyone's going to try and hide away from being shot through the windows, it's going to be like, right about there. Smash.
Okay. So you can see your brother is heading towards one of the windows. To do what you're trying to do, you have to stop and like focus on moving the stones. But they do start to like move apart from each other. So we shall go to the Ewok with the little legs.
Is there a door?
Not on this side. So you could go round the side or you could follow your brothers through the wall / window.
I'll just follow through the window.
Okay.
Right. So let's hopefully get through a window and not all die. Hooray!
Ooh. Okay, do you want to make another forceful roll?
I mean, that's certainly what I was aiming for because, again, it's the only stat that I have. Oh, fuck you, dice. Hang on. I'm going to fate point this. I just need to work out what I'm going to... I'm going to go with claws on the outside, fire on the inside, because there is no way I'm getting a 1 off my highest stat. That's much better. I end up with a 5.
I got 4.
Okay. So... so as you basically push your lightsaber forward, it smashes the window and you easily get into the room and kind of drop to the like drop to a crouching position. Behind you, you hear the Ewok drop in after you. 12th brother, the other two have just done a smash and... Well, not a grab, but a smash through the window.
There's not to grab yet.
Well, we haven't got to the grabbing. So, do you want to continue moving your stones? I mean, they are pretty much all coming away, but are you going to continue that or just head on in?
I mean, I probably ought to try and follow up because I'm going to get left behind otherwise. This is going to be forceful, isn't it? I get a minus one, and I've only got one fate point left, so I want to save it for something better.
Fair enough. I mean, you do manage to create a big enough hole to get inside. Your brothers are already in there, but you're just a little bit behind them. Inside the room, it's obviously scattered with glass now. There's some, it's kind of covered in dust. It's not really, there's a few sacks in the corner, some boxes. Does anyone want to have a closer look, or are you?
I will leave that sort of thing to the others. I am definitely more interested in just working out if there are any people.
Okay.
Sorry, I just remembered that I see with the Force. Maybe I should have asked about whether or not there were Force people in there. Oh.
Okay, I mean, you can try that now if you want.
Please. Oh, dear. What would that be rolling?
We'll go for... I can't remember what we did before.
I can't remember either, because he didn't do it in the last episode that I edited.
We'll go with clever.
Okay. That's a total of 3.
You're not getting anything specific from the 4.
So no living things here at all in any significant way?
Not in the immediate vicinity. Obviously you've got this room, there's a door at the end, and through the window you can see into the courtyard.
Doesn't seem to be anything living nearby besides us.
The 19th brother is just gonna be. I'm gonna tear through this building as quickly as possible. Basically, I'm just gonna go into every room, check everywhere,
and then head out to the next building. Because literally, I don't care. I want to find something and kill it. Because. You said the Force Rage is going up, so that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, so the as I said, this is kind of like the barn bit. So the door is fairly sturdy, but with a couple of slashes of your lightsaber, you can push through fairly quickly. The next building is kind of in front of you. You can't really tell where it might be a store. It's got a similar kind of door on it.
Okay. I'm just going to hack through it. I am very much currently a blunt instrument, and unless the others stop me, I'm just going to keep going.
Okay. So you break down the door into the next building. Once the dust has settled from the entrance, it seems to be another barn-like building similar to the first one. There's some like hay about. Some seems to be, I don't know if you want to take a closer look, there seem to be some crates here and there.
Any sign of any people?
You can't see any people.
Keep moving. How many buildings did you say there were? 4?
4, yeah.
Well, in that case, I will hit the next building as fast as possible. Literally, I'm not going to stop unless I find a person or run out of buildings to check.
You're heading off to the next building then.
I'm leaving investigation to people who are not currently being told by the Force to murder everything. So
okay. 12th and 17th brother, are you following or?
I'm probably going to be taking a close look at those boxes.
Okay, so the box is where you are or
where I am.
You are, okay. Several of the boxes have Imperial markings on them.
Oh, I think I found our missing supplies.
If you open them up, there's like ration packs. There's a couple of empty ones that possibly might have had guns in.
Right.
Well, blasters, anyway. Several other kind of random stuff. There looks like a couple had food in.
Okay. So at least used as a storage area for the criminals, but if there was anything interesting like weapons or ammo in here, it's gone, right?
Yeah, the only thing in here at the minute is a box with some rations in.
Okay. I will follow the trail of destruction and check the next box.
Okay.
I still have my lightsaber out because this feels too much like an ambush.
Right. Yeah. 17th brother, are you...
I don't feel the need to go around trying to find people to massacre. I just enjoy massacring people when I get the chance. So I'm going to be sticking with 12th brother for the moment, rather than roaming around trying to find anyone to massacre.
Fair enough. Okay, well, you head into the next building, which has already been vacated by the 19th brother, who is heading onto the third building.
Mm-hmm.
This one appears to be a lot stronger and has been reinforced. It seems to be made of metal.
Aha! A metal door in a farm. A reinforced metal door in a farm.
The building is probably the bar house, in inverted commas. It doesn't really look like a house, but why else would it have a proper door?
Okay. So it's got a big metal door. What are the walls? Are they the same as the others?
Slightly better brickwork, but pretty similar.
The 19th brother growls to himself, takes a couple of steps back and has a look at the roof.
Has actually got, like, terracotta-style tiles on.
Mm-hmm. In which case, I would like to force jump up onto the roof, please.
Okay.
And then I will attempt to utilize the lightsaber to go through the roof.
Okay. What would you be using on that? Is this a...
You see, I feel as if the force is making me want to murder stuff. Probably stops me from trying to be sneaky.
Yep.
So I'm just going to smash the ever-living crap out of it and go forceful. Normally, right. I would go sneaky because actually that is my second best stat. But no, if the force is telling me murder, murder, death, kill, I need to be going with forceful. I feel I'll smash the crap out of the roof then.
Okay.
I smash the crap out of the roof with a 5. And a lightsaber.
You basically jam the lightsaber into the tiles and they kind of break away and you land neatly in the room.
Mm-hmm.
This does indeed look like a living room. There's, you know, a table and some chairs, a couple of comfy seats, a little kind of kitchenette. You do notice this smell of, well, there's a smell.
Mm-hmm.
Smell like cooked food.
And I'm in like the living room, yeah? Did you say?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will head in the direction of the cooked food smell, trusting that it will take me to the kitchen.
Okay, there's a... In the centre of the room, there's the a chimney with a fireplace. And it ran the other side of that. It's not really a separate room, really.
Right.
But it's just fiend off. There's like a little hob with a pot that seems to have freshish food in that is creating this smell.
Still cooking or boiled dry?
But it's not. I mean, it looks edible.
And there's only one room in this building, did you say? Or is just that these two parts of it were one room?
Yeah, so that's one room. Then there's an internal door further through the kitchen, which is just, you know, a couple of slats of wood into another room.
Okay. I go through the door.
Okay. It's there's a bed in the corner. There's a rucked up rug on the floor.
There's a what? There's a rug that looks like it's been messed about.
Mm-hmm.
I pull the rug off the floor and throw it into a corner. Is there by any chance a trapdoor behind it? Underneath it even?
There does appear to be a small trapdoor.
I will use my communicator. There's a trapdoor door in the house with the metal door. I'm going down there. Follow. And then I jump down the hole. But I suspect you want to deal with the others first.
Yeah, we'll go back to the others. You've just heard the 19th brother on his rampage. Where do you want to head?
Basically following through and checking the boxes in the places that he's whirlwinded.
So you want to go to the second?
Yeah.
I will head directly towards where the 19th brother said he was.
Okay, so you're heading into the next building along.
Where the trap door is.
Oh, sorry.
When you head out there, the door still seems to be intact, but there's a hole in the roof.
Okay, can I try and get up on the roof?
Yeah, you can easily force jump onto the roof.
Excellent, thank you. I'll even do a little somersault like Yoda, because, you know. Anything that green bastard can do, I can do better.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him.
Drop down into the living room area, and you can easily go around the room and find where the trapdoor is.
Mm-hmm.
12th brother, I'll come back to you. You're in the second building.
Mm-hmm.
If you move like the straw and hay away from the boxes, more of them are marked with imperial decals, and some of them have got like serial numbers and stuff on them.
So they're all nicked.
Yeah, they are all definitely nicked. Are they also missing the weapons and ammo?
So if you open the first one, it seems to be like medical supplies.
Okay.
Interestingly, if you read the shipment details on the side, it's not something from this planet.
What?
Huh. So this has been brought in from its original destination wasn't this planet?
Yeah, there's no markings to say that it was supposed to be shipped to this planet.
Okay, that has me on the communicator. They definitely have some means of getting on and off world. There are crates here that have been stolen from us that are not destined for this place. Also, be warned, all of the crates up to this point have been missing the weapons and ammunition. And at that point, I guess, if that's all the boxes, I will discover the hole in the roof.
Yeah, I mean, there's a variety of boxes in there, but it's just all quite similar stuff, really. Some of them have weapons in them. Some of them are still sealed.
Interesting. Okay. So they're going through them as they need to. Mm. Well, I will head on to find the others.
Okay, what's your probe droid doing at this, now that you're there?
It was going to be keeping an eye on the people, if at all possible, but obviously it's lost them. I will probably have it keep an eye on this area from the outside to let me know if anyone turns up.
Okay, so it's kind of monitoring the whole farm, basically.
Yes.
Look out. Okay. And then you're heading into the hole in the roof.
Yep.
Okay. So the bedroom floor, the rug has been discarded. The little hatch is not much wider than, you know, you just about fit through it. It's not like a massive door. But when you open it, it just looks like someone stopped digging.
So this is have we basically found the equivalent of the Mole Man of Wolverhampton's house?
Potentially.
Okay. So they just started digging. I assume it's bigger than like nothing. Yeah, it's quite large. It's not like a little dug thing and then they stop. There's like passageways and such.
No, it looks like it goes down like the bottom and it like goes off at an angle.
Okay, back on the communicator. There seems to be a tunnel system.
Understood. Deploying drones.
Well, rather, as you get to where the others are, you come through the kitchen, you smell the foody smell too. You can kind of sense that there's probably someone close by.
They're close. I will send one of my probe droids down into the tunnels to survey.
Yeah, I'm not going down. I will wait for him to map out.
Okay, so the probe droid heads down.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the feed, the first, when it gets down to the bottom of the vertical tunnel, it opens up quite a bit into what might have been had to be a cellar. It's quite a large area.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a tunnel that goes off to one side. And there do be evidence of footprints on that way.
Okay. I will, if I'm reasonably sure from the mapping that at least the first area is free of people, I'm going to head down the ladder.
I would probably suggest I go first.
Feel free.
I drop down the ladder.
How tall are you?
Me? Good question. I don't know. I don't think Kamasi are very tall. Let me have a look.
Okay.
I need to look up how tall.
Your normal human type size, I believe.
The Ewok.
The Ewok's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ewok's fucking tiny.
Nero Luca are near human. So average height 1.8 meters.
Same here. Yeah, so the Kamasi and the 12th brother are both about the same height, and then the Ewok is obviously probably better fitted for tiny tunnels. So I might actually let the Ewok go first.
I mean, that once you get down into the first area, the tunnel off to the side, the Ewok has no problem. But the other two, you have to duck down slightly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about, 20 meter tunnel. At the other end, there's a metal door.
Metal door? Huh.
Like reinforced metal door?
Yeah, it's similar to the one that was, that you didn't use, outside in the farmhouse.
Oh, huh. That must have been hard to get down here. Does it look locked, or is it more probably barred?
There doesn't seem to be any kind of mechanism on the door. Not on this side, anyway.
I would
think they brought it down from the farm. I think they brought it from where they came from.
It's entirely possible. I don't know how far this system goes. No mechanism on this side. I would like to try and, because this is how the force seems to work every other way, I would like to try and force pull the deadbolt from the other side, or whatever the equivalent is.
Right, okay.
I don't even know if that's possible, but I'm going to give it a go.
You can try. It looks like it's like a sliding hatch. So you can give it a go, but be difficult because you don't really know which way you're trying to push /pull/.
Okay. I'm going to suggest that I'm going to be careful about this.
Okay.
Which means I end up with a 2. Yeah, I'm not going to tag anything for that. I think a 2 works for difficult.
Okay, there's a bit of a straining metal noise, and it's starts to come away.
Okay.
17th brother, are you participating in it, or are you just watching them come away with them?
Waiting for until the doors come up enough that there's at least an Ewok-sized hole in it, and then I'm basically sort of going to dart through in case there's anyone waiting on the other side.
Okay. 19th brother?
He's busy trying to open the door, yes?
Yes.
I will actually just wait. I'll just wait there. Because right. Until the door's open, not a lot for me to do.
Okay. So the 12th brother is opening the door. You can definitely sense something on the other side.
Okay, I will be ready to go the moment there's enough space.
As in, I can basically feel a life form on the other side.
Yes.
There's someone on the other side of this door. So, once it's open enough, feel free to get them.
Strangely enough, once it's open enough, I will be going through the gap, so...
Do I need to make another roll?
Yeah, if you make another roll...
Two again.
Okay, it does seem to be coming away quicker now, and 17th brother, you reckon you can get through that gap?
I go through the gap. I go through the gap lightsaber first, because I'm not dumb. I'm hoping an Ewok's going to follow me very shortly after.
Well, actually, I was going to go through as soon as it was big enough for me.
Oh, right. Well, so, you might get through first then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be... You think you can squeeze through before...
In which case, how about it?
I will basically sort of dive through lightsaber out first.
Okay. You kind of sprint into the room, I guess. It's quite a large cavernous room. There are boxes set up every so often. And you hear someone shout, "They're here!" And then someone tries to shoot you.
Seems legit.
And they can't shit for anything. They were obviously expecting someone taller to come through the door.
Bad.
It bounces off the metal door behind you.
Fair enough.
Okay. The Ewok has gone through the door.
Okay. The moment there's it's big been, enough for me, I will follow it.
Okay. There was, as he went through the door, there was a clang from a laser bolt hitting the door.
Right. I will definitely still follow it.
And as you're going through, you hear the same voices again going, "They're here, they're here."
Mm-hmm.
And it's a voice you've heard before.
It is?
You've heard it many times before.
Many times. Whose voice is it?
You can't see anyone. It's all fairly dark in there, apart from the glow from red lightsabers. There's a torch fairly, you think, near the back of this room, but you can't tell how far it actually goes. So are you stopping when you come through the door?
What has the Ewok done? Has the Ewok continued in?
Basically, yeah, I was going to try and go at whoever it was that shot at me, because he fucking shot at me.
And you say that we know the voice. Whose voice is it?
Do you want to make a clever roll?
I mean, I can try.
Right, try and make a clever.
Minus two. Nope, I don't know who it is. I will just head into the room and I'll just keep going forwards to begin with, because honestly, I don't know. I don't know where the shot came from, so I'll just go straight forward.
Okay. 12th brother, you could probably get through the door now. Obviously, the other two have gone in. Do you want to follow? Are you?
I will follow through. And I will be looking for targets. To work out what's going on in here.
Did you hear that? Do you want to make a clever roll to see if you heard the...
Okay.
Can I make a clever roll?
You can, yeah.
Okay, get a three.
Okay.
I got a zero, so I'm just oblivious. Oh, the person shot at me must kill.
12th brother.
Oh, no.
That's definitely the voice of a clone.
Clone. They are built to be dangerous. Yep. Force wielder or not, they are built to be dangerous. If they've got Imperial weapons as well, anything remotely like what they originally had as equipment, it becomes a harder fight.
So the clones that are still used by the Empire are used to assist Inquisitors and the ISB in clearing up Jedi and rebels. There aren't that many, but they are still used as an Imperial resource. However, you are aware of some that did not.
Have we come across rebellious clones before?
You've heard a report of a couple that either did not execute Order 66 or have been somehow brainwashed off.
Well, that doesn't really change the calculation very much for the 19th brother, because of course they got a kill, so I will go forwards and try and find one of these clones to attack.
So, the setup of the room, there's, as you come into the room, it's like an almost circular kind of cavern.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a high roof, but it's just been dug out with a few. In front of you, there's like two lots of boxes set up as like barricades. So there's two rows of those, and then it starts to get a bit darker further back, so you can't really see, but there's something else further back.
Right. Do I? I'm sadly not the person who can see things with their brain. So I would head towards that barricade with the intention of basically shoulder barging this side of it and seeing if I hear anybody on the other side go, ugh!
Okay, so the first barricade is split into like two lots. So there's a path through the middle, and then you've got like barricade either side. So which side would you like to aim for?
Sorry, say that bit again. There's a what's in the middle?
There's a path.
Oh right, okay. I'll hit the left hand side then. I assume like the Ewok's gonna head towards whoever shot him, and eventually 12th brother will join us as well. So the other side will get handled. So I'll hit the left.
Okay. So you want to run up to the left and just try and
barge into it and see if it like moves or somebody on the other side goes, ugh, just basically so that I can tell if there is somebody on the other side.
Okay. You want to go for force format?
Yeah. I mean, play to my strengths, you know. Yeah, total of four.
Okay, so there's several boxes kind of trying to make this barricade, and you basically just pretty much run straight through them.
Right.
There doesn't seem to be anyone there anymore.
Huh.
But there's a couple of weapons on the floor.
Imperial weapons that are beeping in a descending and terrifying fashion.
I mean, they're blasters that are just on the ground. They don't look like they're probably there just as spares, maybe.
Okay, cool. Well,
the people we're using don't seem to be there at the moment, which is probably good for them.
Yeah, I guess I'll wait until the Ewok shows me where the person who shot at him was then.
So, yeah, 17th brother, the shot came from the barricade on the other side.
Yeah, right. How far away is that?
It's about 8 to 10 meters.
Okay. Can I get across that fairly quickly?
Yep, you can get to there in a... I'd go for a like run slash jump for a brother of your stature.
Yep, okay. I will do that then.
Okay. As you're running, another shot does come in your direction. It's not very effective. These people can't aim. And it just bounces off your lightsaber blade.
Nice.
Where are we? 12th brother, are you joining the fight, or did you want to do something else?
Can I see any of them?
I was going to say not with your eyes, but
permanently impaired in that department, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely are a number of people in this room.
Okay. I kind of want to have my probe droid that was mapping the tunnels see if it can spot me any targets for, like, a long blaster, as I am supposed to be at least part sniper. And I would like to try and not be so obvious. I'd like to try and sneak to some degree, if at all possible, because I've got two big distractions up front. It would be nice if I could get some sneaky shots off in support of their advance.
Okay. I mean, the light's pretty dim in here. You're not particularly near the ignited lightsabers in front of you. So behind the first barricades, there's another set.
Okay.
And you think you can see like some movement over there. You're pretty sure there's someone behind the one to the right.
Okay. I would like to try and shoot him, if at all possible. So unsling sniper rifle. And let's see how this goes. Okay, dice say plus two. I guess this would be... Probably can't get away with this being sneaky, although it would be a suppressed rifle, if at all possible. Careful?
Yep, okay.
Okay, so that's four. And when hunting a target, I get plus two bonus to careful rolls. Does that count here?
I'm not sure. I'd say you are hunting a target.
Okay. In which case, it's four.
Okay. And this was, what did you say, a long blaster?
Yes.
Okay. Righty-o. Well, as you shoot, there's a definite squeal of pain. And it sounds like somebody is, like, there's a clatter of metal, so it sounds like someone maybe dropped whatever weapon they were holding.
Excellent.
Several other shots fired towards the 19th brother.
Okay.
So two shots come in on you, and one's going to hit you. Do you want to...
Sorry, can you say that again? One's going to...
One's going to hit you.
Well, you see, I'm a force rager, so once per game session, I can just ignore getting hit once. So I'll let him shoot me and then just turn to look in that direction.
Okay. It has come from the same area as the guy who shot the 17th brother originally, so over the other side of the cavern.
In that case, I guess I will start making my way over there. But yes, I make my way in that direction at high speed while growling because somebody just fucking shot me.
Okay. I think we'll just leave it at that point then.
Okay, would you like me to do the thing?
Oh, go on, do the thing.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser reviews, your Podbean reviews. Basically, if you found us somewhere, review us there, and then hopefully people will find us. If you want to talk to us, you can talk to us at thecultofteendice.net or thecultofteendice@gmail.com. Should Twitter still exist, you can talk to us at cultofteendice on the Twitters. I am at Mordrigan, both on the Twitters and on the elephant. Thank you for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.